Hello and welcome to our lesson today. We continue in Psalm 119. We're looking today at verses 97 through 104. In verse 97, David said, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Now, he didn't say it is my meditation for a few minutes every morning. He said, "It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." As we look in this portion of the scripture, the law, the commandments, the testimonies, the precepts, his word, the judgments, the precepts again here, we are focusing on the Word of God. Everything centers around the Lord and His Word. He says again in verse 97, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Now, meditation is to think deeply or focus one's mind so as to consider and plan. Now, notice the definition of the word meditation is to think deeply, to focus your mind so as to consider, but not just to consider, to plan decisions made about what I am going to do about the circumstances that I am going through. That's what it means to meditate on the Word of God. We see in Joshua 1:8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." He says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Again, not just a few minutes in the morning or at night, but all day, day and night. What for? "That thou mayest observe to do." Notice it says that meditation is to think deeply or focus on one's mind so as to consider and plan. What am I going to do? "And so the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." To do according to only those things that I want to do? No. To do all that is written therein. "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." It all centers around us observing to do, to do. So, meditation, to think deeply or focus one's mind so as to consider and plan to decide what God wants me to do about the situations that I am going through today. He's got some other verses in here. He says in verse 15, "I will meditate in thy precepts, in thy ways." In 23, he said, "I will meditate in thy statutes." In 48, "I will meditate again in thy statutes." And then again in 87, "I will meditate in thy precepts." And then 148, he said, "I will meditate in thy word." In the New Testament, Paul said in 1 Timothy 4:15, "Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." And so he said, meditate, think deeply or focus your plans, your mind, so as to consider and plan what you're going to do about the circumstances that you're going through today. We're all going through different circumstances, and God has a plan for our lives, and through those circumstances, He wants to show Himself powerful through us. So, David said, I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Verse 98, he said, Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Now, if we just look at, he said, I'm wiser than my enemies, that would sound like a pride thing, but it's not here. He said, Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than my enemies. He is giving all of the credit to God. I think he's saying here, thy commandments are always with me, not his enemies. Either way, he's letting the Lord take charge of his life. In verse 32, he said, I will run the way of thy commandments. He did not say, I will run away from thy commandments, which seems to be more prevalent today than running in the way of the Lord's commandments. In verse number 86, he said, he's going to keep all his commandments because he said they are faithful. In 151, he said again, all thy commandments are truth. Again, in verse 99, he said, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Once again, if we look at this in just that light, it looks like, well, you're pretty proud of yourself, David. That's not what he's saying here. He said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. He's giving all of the credit to the Lord. In 125, he said, I am thy servant, give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. Again, in 144, he said, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Verse number 100, he said, I understand more than the ancients. That sounds like a pride thing. No, it's not. He's saying here, I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. He's giving all of the glory to God. It's because I keep thy precepts, he said. In verse number 27, he said, make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Again, precepts are particular instructions giving attention to the details that God would have us give attention to. In verse 101, he said, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have refrained my feet. Why? So that I might keep thy word. Very important to have that formula together. The word of God says in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In 102, he said, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. He said, I've not departed. He's not bragging. He said, only reason is because God has taught him. In verse number 22, he said, for all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. Verse 30, he said, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. 75, he said, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. In 108, we read, accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. Oh, that we could be teachable today. Teach me thy judgments. In number 165, he said, great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. In 175, let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. Again, that word judgments is that which assists us to discern right and wrong, and then to decide accordingly. Verse 103, he said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. The taste, we develop a taste for whatever we get into. If we let the word of God get into us, we'll develop a taste for it. And David said, how sweet are the words of my taste, yea, let me say that again. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. In verse 57, he said, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said I would keep thy words. In 139, my zeal has consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. 104, he said, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Through thy precepts, he said, I get understanding, giving God the glory for all of it. And so precepts are the particular instructions, we said, giving attention to the details. Be sure to be with us again for our next lesson as we look at verses 105 through 112.